is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 10th of January, 2015. It's the birthday of the poet Philip Levine, born in Detroit, who went to work in auto factories at the age of 14. He applied for college, went to Wayne State University, and there discovered how much he loved poetry, went off to the Iowa Writers Workshop, wound up out in Fresno teaching. Philip Levine said, "I found Detroit hateful and the work exhausting. Even in my imagination, I didn't want to spend time where I was working. I was unable to write anything worth keeping about Detroit for years." It was about 10 years after, when he had a dream about people he had known in Detroit, and he woke up and realized that he needed to deal with that part of his life. He called in sick to work. He wrote 8 of the 9 poems that appeared in his second book, poems about factory workers and people working hard. It's the birthday of the poet Dorian Laux, born in Augusta, Maine, 1952, grew up poor in San Diego, worked as a waitress, came out with her first book, Awake, in 1990. Dorian Laux, who said, "Any good poem is asking you simply to slow down." RCA Victor introduced the 45 RPM record on this date, 1949. The 78 had been around since the late 1880s. The 45 was smaller, so you could fit more records into one jukebox, and so it became popular with teenagers. And the rise of the 45 single coincided with the rise of rock and roll music. The 33 RPM did not come along until 1948. And it's the birthday of the historian Stephen E. Ambrose, born in Lovington, Illinois, 1936, author of best-selling books about American history, in particular the history of World War II. He was the founder and director of the National D-Day Museum in New Orleans. Here's a poem for today by Crystal Liebrich entitled New Year Love. I remember our breath in the icy air and how the northern lights gathered in a haze at the horizon, spread up past the water tower, then vanished into the dark. I remember that January night in North Dakota, we left the dance, the hoods of our dad's Air Force parkas zipped tight, our bare hands pulled into the coat sleeves. We ran into the wind, down the drifting sidewalks of our eighth-grade lives to the brick and clabbered row houses on Spruce Street. We ducked between buildings, and you pulled me close. A flickering light from someone's TV screen, a kitchen window, your fingers tracing my face, your hair brushing my eyes, your skin, your lips, my legs, my heart. I remember that January night in North Dakota, but I can't remember your name. A poem by Crystal Liebrich, New Year Love, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.